ability.
This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Funeral services are planned for a Cortez police officer who was shot and killed last week during a traffic stop. The private ceremony will be held Wednesday at the Cortez Recreation Center. The city plans to shut down the rec center on Tuesday to prepare. Sergeant Michael Moran worked for the department for more than a decade. The department called Moran a dedicated professional who had a good sense of humor. A new report says free RTD rides last summer cut pollution from cars, at least a little. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Air quality experts estimate that free rides led to a drop of 6 million pounds of greenhouse gases and more than 2,000 pounds of local pollutants that contribute to ozone. They attribute that to a drop in driving by about 150,000 miles a day. That might sound like a lot, but drivers travel an estimated 83 million miles a day in the Denver region. Still, key legislators intend to continue the program and will propose more state funding so RTD can add more transit service in the future. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The avalanche risk is high in most of Colorado's central mountains today. That's after a snowstorm blew through the area yesterday. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center is recommending people stay away from backcountry areas through tonight. This is CPR News. In Denver tonight, lows around 30 and cloudy skies. In Montrose, the mid-20s.